This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of November 3rd. Observers of the trade negotiations between the U.S. and China agree that, although the trade war isn't over, the truce could last a while. Both China's Xi and Trump seem to want somewhat calmer relationship, but the trade situation is volatile, with both countries scrambling to reduce their dependence on each other. While there's a possibility that hostilities could resume at any moment, and soybean farmers could be caught in the middle again. Yesterday, soybeans hit a 16-month high, but traders point out that Brazil still has an edge on U.S. soybeans because they have lower input costs, and China may be encouraged to abandon the deal and shift purchases to Brazil in the future. American Soybean Association President and Kentucky farmer Caleb Ragland pointed out in an interview with DTN that the purchases aren't enough to make soybean growing profitable for most U.S. farmers. And if the truce ends, he thinks that China's purchases will most likely end as well. Farmers are also concerned that although Chinese purchases will help soybean growers in the short run, they might become over-dependent on China rather than developing alternative markets. Also, U.S. farmers will face high input costs that are also tied to tariffs on Chinese imports. Then there's the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigrants for over the past 5 months or so that has serious consequences for many farms and dairies, which is no surprise since earlier this year, Congressional Research Service and Senate House Research and Analysis Group estimated that there are 680,000 farm workers that are illegal immigrants that make up 35% of the U.S. agricultural workforce. So it shouldn't be a surprise that the U.S. Department of Labor recently reported that the ouster of illegal aliens from the U.S. is, quote, threatening the stability of domestic food production and prices for U.S. consumers. This group of farmers and ranch workers is a larger percentage than the U.S. citizens at 27%, foreign guest workers at 16%, or the 22% of non-citizens with authorization to work in the U.S., such as H-2A temporary agricultural workers. However, in July, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins cheerfully predicted that the Trump immigration policy would soon remake the U.S. farm workforce into, quote, 100% American. A year ago or so, I reported that on virtual fencing, which uses GPS positioning to delineate virtual fences either in pastures, farm fields, or on public lands. Receivers on halters around the necks of each cow or bull or steer in a herd give animals a gentle shock when they begin to move close to a GPS fence, and a stronger shock if they continue to move on toward the fence. This technology is turning out to be somewhat revolutionary for cattlemen who graze on rough Forest Service permit or on fenceless fields after crops have been harvested. Recently, I talked to a rancher who has adapted this technology for his herd that grazes on a large high mountain permit. This year, they were able to account for all of their cattle spending 2 days less than they had last year. Ranchers are also realizing that the virtual fencing allows them to move cattle when their safety is impacted by wildfires, floods, and other natural disasters. Author George Orwell wrote, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.